Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, Christmas and Hollis coming back, baby. Yeah, I appreciate
that. Time
that.
Of the year.
Get us in the mood, baby.
Think he broke the seal.
Let's go. We're a week out from Christmas. We're a week out from the Texans finishing, getting the last game of their 3-game and 11 stretch. They got some work to do before they get to there, but hey, man, get in that mood. Get in that vibe. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Before we can talk about Christmas in full, we got to talk about Kansas City. Not quite the same thing, but Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium, Saturday at noon. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, Sean is set to get you going in the morning at 9 a.m. And, of course, Sean and Clint will break the game down, man. We got you full service all the way through on a Saturday. Excited for that. But right now, before we get there, we have to figure out who the quarterback is that's playing. A huge injury that happened on Sunday with Patrick Mahomes, the golden child, golden boy of the league, and honestly, probably the biggest threat offensively for you. I mean, definitely the biggest threat offensively for you. In a year where the Kansas City Chiefs, not as threatening offensively as you would imagine, right? We're dealing with a lot of reputation here, I think, in the ways that we look at these Kansas City Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes with a high ankle sprain is I don't know if questionable is the right word, but he practiced yesterday. However, there's still a lot of concern on whether or not he will play because that changes a game in a huge way. This is a Kansas City Chiefs team, mind you, that the offense hasn't been great, but it's just been getting away with
it.
Just right, you know, doing the Patrick Mahomes, kind of patented Patrick Mahomes thing that we have built in our brains, which is don't give him the ball too late. Mm-hmm. He'll make something happen, and he seems to do that just enough. And if he is not on the field, what does that change the opportunity, or does that open the opportunity for the Texans to have more of a foothold in this game? Those are all the things that we're considering. And so the question has to be asked, do you think Patrick Mahomes plays in this game?
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you what is being reported by James Palmer, who is very reputable, used to cover the Texans on a daily basis here, does a lot in Denver, a lot in the AFC West. And is just tweeted.
James Paul, he's senior NFL reporter for Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah, no, he does a really good job. Very reputable, very good guy. And so he's saying, quote, the expectation is that Patrick Mahomes is going to try and give it a go on Saturday. Will he be 100%? Obviously not. But the belief right now is that he's going to play versus the Texans. All right, so that's not he's playing. It's the expectation. It's give it a go. It's the belief right now.
Yeah, give it a go might be the best case for you being like, question. I mean, for me, the first thing that put this in doubt was immediately after the game, they designate Patrick Mahomes as week to week above anything else. And that immediately catches my radar. However, it seems like you're still in that place.
I kind of am. And I can't explain why I feel that way, but I can't tell you why I'm so
fervent about it.
Yes, pretty certain that he's not going to play. I get that. Boy, talk about an island. I get that I'm on an island. The guys this morning were talking about, I think he's going to play.
Well, 281 on the text line says Patrick Mahomes ain't playing. It'd be stupid of the Chiefs, who were 13-1, to play him.
Well, that's where I am with it. I mean, the Chiefs, their goal is not, hey, let's make a run. Let's try to get to the AFC Championship game like the Texans and see what happens. Let's try to get better. No, their goal is, we want to win a third consecutive Super Bowl. If that's the goal, and Sean brought this up this morning. I get the Bills have the tiebreaker on you.
Correct.
They do have the tiebreaker on you, and you want to play in Kansas City. You absolutely do. But you still have a two-game edge in the law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Column.
Not only do you want to play in Kansas City, you want to give yourself a week off, right? In any given circumstance,
and
especially
for Patrick Mahomes, more than anyone.
Especially when you are a little susceptible, as it feels like this Kansas City Chiefs team actually is. They've had some injuries that they're dealing with as well. You want to limit the amount of games that you can lose in, and you can't lose in the divisional or in the wild card round if you're not playing.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be the factor there. However, you also can't win in the playoffs if your quarterback's falls off.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't think it's to that degree, but you get what I'm saying. And I understand that. And there was a big swing in the spread and everything. However, yesterday we heard from various people in the Chiefs organization. I'd like to start with head coach Andy Reid, first and foremost, talking about Patrick Mahomes and the circumstances under which he would go.
Yeah, listen, if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, then he can't. I mean, that's keep it that simple. We're not, that's how we'll roll with it. So, and then I'll just take it day by day and see how he does here. Yeah.
But at this point, there is a chance that he can go. He's not being ruled out.
Oh, there's a chance. Yeah, we'll see.
Factor in, I mean, you're in a position now where you know 2 wins and you get the number one spot. Does that affect your judgment at all?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the games count. So, I mean, it's a game in the NFL, and it counts. And, if your guys can play, they play. As long as it's medically, if they're fine, they go.
So Patrick Mahomes wants to play. He said something very similar as well. They don't have the tiebreaker against Buffalo. They lost to Buffalo up there. But I'll go back to, they do have a two-game edge in the loss column. So they have to win 2 out of 3. Now, it's no gimmies. Texans coming in, then they go to the Steelers and to the Broncos to end the year.
None of those are easy games.
No, none of them are easy games. So I get it. I get where everybody is saying, no, he's going to play, whether it's you or Figgy or Sean or whomever. I just, their big goal is third straight Super Bowl, and that will not happen without Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think you heard that, right? That was Andy Reid specifically telling you, if he can play, he will play. As almost in a way, and he went further on talking about that to put away all of those things that I think it's understandable that you bring up the idea of there's higher aspirations and all those things. What are the trade-offs with playing now as opposed to making sure that he's healthy? The thing that was abundantly clear there is he was like, we're not thinking about all that. We need to win every week that we step up. Be 1-0, as head coaches like saying.
Yeah.
And to that end, Patrick Mahomes was talking about his ankle. This is a cut 6 here from Patrick Mahomes, Figgy, about the ankle injury and the degree to which he felt like it was injured.
Yeah, I mean, you do similar stuff. I mean, every injury is a little bit different, so we worked on different stuff like that. But you start off with just kind of getting the treatment and getting it feeling good, and then you go out there and push it a little bit and try to get that movement going as well. And so you don't want it to get too stiff or anything like that. And I feel like it responded really well today, and we'll push it a little bit on the practice field and the rest of the day, and then see how it responds tomorrow and kind of go from there.
I think he wants to play. There's no question about that. But by the way, he was on the field. He was moving around pretty well. That would be another indicator. Now, they weren't going full bore, but he was moving around pretty well. That would be another indicator that that he's going to play. I honestly just can't.
He was a full participant, mind you.
I think it just comes down to, guys, you know, they're in that meeting room. You know, Andy Reid, general manager, owner, whomever, personnel people, like, you know, put it on the plus side and the minus side. That, even if it's just one check on the minus side, that's a season changer. You know, if he aggravates it, if he, you know, if he just doesn't quite get to 100%, they, you know, they have to have Patrick Mahomes.
And I think that this is why this week gets a little tough for the Texans. In part, obviously, you have the shorter mm-hmm. schedule just by a day for this game in particular, but you're in the three games in 11 days window. That obviously the Chiefs are also in, because they
also
play.
That's another factor.
But with that being the case, these teams have some advanced scouting and all that things going. But mm-hmm. now you, as the Texans, have to plan for both Patrick Mahomes and Carson Wentz in this game, which I don't think is abysmally difficult, especially mm-hmm. with this defense and the ways that this defense has played, the level that they've played to. I don't think I'm crazy worried about either of them playing. Clearly, I would much rather see Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. but both of these guys have been, Carson Wentz just in general is a interception threat, right? He'll put it up there and give you an opportunity. Patrick Mahomes has thrown quite a few interceptions this year. It's mm-hmm. just that the boogeyman of Patrick Mahomes exists, right? The idea that when it comes down to cutting time, he can pull something out of his keister. I think that's mm-hmm. the thing that is scary. But hey, if you have a somewhat hampered Mahomes, and you have Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. going at him, and you have Sting out there over there somewhere along with Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter, I still actually pretty much like the Texans.
You know, we've talked a lot this season ever since the schedule came out. Oh, the Texans have three games in 11 days. Do you want Patrick Mahomes playing three games in 11 days? Because they have the exact same thing. I think the answer is no.
But you ask Patrick Mahomes, he gonna play? Like, he just does this. Yeah. He
says it anyway. I mean, you know, he could be having surgery. I'm gonna try to go if I can.
But see, the thing is, I feel like if he could step out on that field and play, I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be a situation, unless it's like the last game of the season, it don't mm-hmm. matter at all, where they say, you know what, he can play, but let's just be safe.
Yeah.
I don't think, it seemed like Kansas City never really do that.
No. And stuff. That was basically what we got from Andy Reid there, man. It's relatively simple. If he can go, he will go. Yeah. And I feel like he's going to do that thing. I mean, we're talking about on Tuesday, right? Was it 4 or 5 days out mm-hmm. From 4 days out from the game? They're talking about him being a full participant and him going through the whole process of how you typically get yourself back from this kind of injury. It feels like he's going to make it through the week and be ready to play.
It does.
Yeah, so
I have my doubts.
Well, the excitement will be there nonetheless, regardless of who is back there at quarterback in this game. As the Texans, man, you have an opportunity. You still have slim chances at moving up, mm-hmm. Or maybe not even that slim if you move up to third, but you still have an opportunity to move up. And then obviously with the way that this defense is played, whoever's out there, it should be a really interesting game on Saturday versus the Chiefs. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time to get into what's popping. We'll do that next.